Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. Hey, I missed you on Monday. Took a bit of a sabbatical. I was ministering on the weekend in the Paris, Texas area. Very blessed time there with longtime friends, Charles and Delilah Hicks, who are friends and support of our ministry for many years. And also, this is a very busy time for Sue and me. We're getting ready to move. Now, we're just moving down the hall, around the corner, in the same building. We're moving into a larger apartment that's going to accommodate our new studio equipment that we thought we would have up and running last fall, but it didn't happen. And one issue is just the smallness of our space. Many of you know that last fall, God made it possible for us to purchase a new $20,000 TriCaster studio broadcast equipment, very professional, and we're so excited about it. Some of you will be able to bring you in as a remote guest. It will look like you're right in the studio. And so we're going to be able to get this set up the 1st of March. We're moving a week from Friday, the 24th. And thank God, God has provided help for us to move. The owner of this complex, who is a Christian, he sent me a text. He said, "Do you need help moving?" I said, "Yes." So he contacted the manager, and I don't know exactly what he's told them, but you know, they have a maintenance crew. So he has instructed them to help us move. So for which we are very thankful. And so in our larger space, we're going to be able to set up the studio equipment. We will be scheduling the technician from Video Techs to come and set it up. And so sometime, we believe, in the first week or second week of March, and you'll be getting a notice, we will be broadcasting with our new equipment, and so excited to see all that God is going to do. Also, we're working on the Hyatt Institute, an online Bible college. Online training, Bible and ministry training that will be accessible to people all over the world. And so we're really excited about. We already have courses that we have started to upload to the site. I'll tell you what, I will post the link to that site. It's still under construction, but you can still go there and check it out. And so hopefully, maybe by the summer or the fall, that we will be able to make a public announcement of the launching of the Hyatt Institute, world-class Bible and ministry training at affordable prices. And it's a part of our mission and calling to feed the sheep. As Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep." I felt God spoke that to me probably about 10, 12 years ago, that this was summed up my mission, his mission, his mandate for me for the rest of my life. That may be expressed in different ways, but I want you to feed my sheep. So that's what we're here for. This is what this podcast is all about. And so anyway, we're so blessed and excited to be here with you and a part of your life. If you want to know more about us and our ministry, check out my website, EddieHyatt.com. That's our website, Sue and me. And Sue does have also a website. I believe it's called ICWHP.org, but there's a link to it on EddieHyatt.com. She has a Facebook group called God's Word to Women. And she is doing some tremendous work encouraging and informing the body of Christ that God calls women just the same as he does men. And we've been able to get her book in digital form to some women that I know are going to make a difference in this world. In other parts of the world, we just recently sent a digital copy to a young woman evangelist in Pakistan who is very bold in the faith, and she was so excited about it. And, you know, because God spoke to me about 12 years ago, somewhere around there, 10, 12 years ago, about this emphasis Sue was giving to encourage women and to let them know that the Bible does not restrict them in any way. And God spoke to me that he wanted me to be on board with her in getting out this message. And I heard him say so clearly as I've ever heard him speak in my life, this message has the power to begin a mass movement from Islam to Christianity, beginning with the women. Wow. So my friends, we have a very important commission, mandate from the Lord. And I'm so glad for friends and partners that God is raising up to be a part of this commission. And so there's going to be some very exciting things coming forth here this year, 2023. And if you'd like to be a part of this, or if you'd like to just know more about our ministry, again, go to eddiehyatt.com. Check it out. And let us know what you think. Well, listen, I am Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad that you're listening to this podcast today. And I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God will open the windows of heaven on you. And that's something God spoke to me when Sue and I first started out in the ministry together. He said, I'm going to open the windows of heaven on you. And opening the windows of heaven is when God intervenes, when apart from anything we're doing, that he breaks through where we are and he does things that we could never do on our own. And I felt God said to me, I'm going to open the windows of heaven upon you and on everyone who supports you in what I've called you to do. And so I'm excited about God's call and his commission, and excited about what God's going to do here in 2023. So thank you for your prayers as we make this move. Thankfully, it's not a long move. It's just going to be, but moving is always challenging. So it's just going to be down the hall and around the corner. We have a massive library. I don't know, maybe 2,000, 3,000 books that have to be boxed up and carried around. Plus, you know, other, you know, a bed, other furniture, table, chairs, and all those sorts of things, desk. And so anyway, thank you for your prayers and for your support. And I'm Eddie Hyatt, and I want to pray for you right now that God's going to open the windows of heaven on you. Father, I thank you for my brother, my sister, listening to this podcast. And Lord, I pray that you will open the windows of heaven as you have promised. Break through into their existence. God, those who are facing impossible situations, break through into their lives, open the windows of heaven and make a way where there was no way. Stretch forth your hand, show forth your power, oh God. Show forth your power and your provision and your peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, and we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. In the next episode, I want to talk about some current events that are taking place in the world and maybe shine some light and some current application upon it, some biblical light upon some current events that are taking place in the world. And I want to talk about these unidentified flying objects been flying over America and Canada that have been shot down. A lot of discussion about what these are and a lot of, you know, strange ideas about what they might be. But I want to talk about that. I'm going to talk about another particular event that just recently happened, and we'll start that in our next episode, and I'll see you next time. God bless you.